The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 58. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers. Back again behind the mic with this emergency broadcast, and it's probably going to be the last one for a few weeks. I have to go on a work trip here soon. We'll see, though. I'm recording this Sunday, the 21st of July, 2024. About an hour ago, Biden announced he will not be re-seeking election. But more on that in a moment. I'll give my thoughts. But first, I got to do a plug for the store. So, if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com in the upper portion of the page, there's a store tab, and I want you to click on that store tab. When you do, you're going to see the best mugs you've ever seen. You're going to see great t-shirts, bumper stickers, a whole bunch of stuff with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and also libertarian-esque and anarchist-type symbology and phraseology and quotes. So again, at the Coffee Break Liberty store at coffeebreakliberty.com, that's where you can get all these great items. And I'm telling you, you want them. You want them. Because not only does it support the podcast, it also supports the racing program now. So we're selling mugs like crazy. And by that, I mean, I think I've sold 3 mugs this year. That's a new record. And we're not even done with the year yet. So be the first on your block with the Coffee Break Liberty podcast mug. You know, we started off as a blog, now we're a podcast, but yeah, go get yourself a mug at coffeebreakliberty.com in the upper portion of the page. Remember, there's that store tab. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, stick around for about 10 to 15 seconds. You'll get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter, and I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because one, you're not going to get a newsletter. You ain't got to worry about me sending you newsletters. But what you will get right then and there is a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com and get yourself a mug. All right, so as I spoke about earlier, you know, today, just like recently, Joe Biden has announced that he will not be seeking the re-election. We've talked about this before. On the last episode, we talked about this and how this may be part of the plan of the DNC all along. I am a little surprised they didn't give him a second debate, but I think that was more on the Trump camp. They didn't want Biden to have a second chance. They figured this is a way to bury him. And like I said last time, I think the Republicans and Trump played right into the DNC's hands. The DNC needed a reason to get rid of this guy, and the Republicans gave it to him. Not a whole lot. I mean, this is something that I've never seen in my lifetime. The last time, to my knowledge, that something like this has happened was when Lyndon B. Johnson announced he was not going to run for re-election. Here's the crazy thing. History doesn't repeat itself, right, but it rhymes. When that happened, the Democratic National Convention was also in Chicago, like it's going to be now. The delegates and superdelegates essentially selected who they wanted. I can't remember the guy's name anymore. Some historian, somebody who listens and remembers, will go, oh, it was this guy. I can't remember the guy's name anymore that they selected. Nobody wanted this guy. If you remember, this is 68, and the war was just going crazy. Everybody wanted out of it, and the Democrats weren't putting somebody up that was going to get them out of it. It's not that it was Nixon's biggest promise or anything like that, but he did do it for whatever it's worth. And there was violence, loads of violence. Go look it up on YouTube. I implore you to look it up on YouTube. Look up the 1968 Democratic National Convention from Chicago. I mean, there are student protests outside, and the cops are beating the ever-living you-know-what out of them. They are busting their skulls. and they're screaming in the National Convention, like all the delegates from the states that felt that their votes were just cast aside and not, you know, counted. They're screaming. And you can watch these videos. They're on the internet. They're screaming, the world is watching, the world is watching, the world is watching. And they're right. And gosh, I can't remember the candidate's name anymore. I can't remember it. But they're panning to the candidate all the time. And he is like just sitting there like, what have I done? You know, it wasn't really on him. He was kind of thrust in the position. I hope there is not violence at the DNC in Chicago like there was in 68. I hope it's not anything crazy like that. But this is, you know, for my generation and Gen X and Gen Z and all the other generations, whatever. You know, the boomers were the last ones to see something like this. We've never seen anything like this before. Our generations. So it's been a long time. And, you know, we talked about it last time. This may have been kind of part of the plan. And the Republicans need to be now. They should have been preparing for this. I think they've been preparing, but they don't know who to throw slings at yet. So now they're, you know, maybe they're just sitting at the side. I mean, I guess while you're waiting on this, you point out how inefficient and how ridiculous that party is, you know, the opposition is, and then you just try to bolster your camp and say how good and great you are. Because you can't really smear somebody if you don't know who you're going to be smearing. That said, now it is up to the Democrats to select who they want. Joe Biden has already endorsed Kamala Harris. Bad pick. But I think he kind of has to, right? Like, he's got to endorse his VP. Okay, fine, whatever. If she doesn't win it, he'll endorse who wins it, too. You know what I mean? Like, they're just all going to get in line. And I think he has to endorse Kamala. It would look very bad if he didn't. I don't think the Democrats have a chance of winning if they pick the three of the four people that kind of seem to be floating around. Gavin Newsom, no way. He's hated way too much. Hillary Clinton, same thing. Kamala Harris, same thing. Those three people seem to be like the front runners in everybody's minds right now, you know, Sunday afternoon on the 21st of July. They are hated so much that I think it would be better to run Joe Biden. Because, I mean, I don't know if Joe is, it's just a joke. You know, all these, it's a farce, right? And all the people that have been saying for the past 3 weeks, oh, he's mentally fit, he's mentally fit. Well, now he's telling you he's not mentally fit. He's not fit to do this. Earlier this week, he actually came out and said, you know, I'll consider dropping out if a health issue comes up. And the next day he announces he has COVID. Now, I've not seen him walking around with a mask. I've not heard any other updates about his COVID diagnosis. It's all a farce. It's a farce and it's a lie. And so many people, so many paid shills will just line up. They'll get their talking points from the same source, the White House press secretary. Oh, well, what did the White House press secretary tell us to say? And that's what they'll say. This guy, I don't think this guy's got COVID. There's no talks about him COVID. If he had COVID at 81, everybody would be very concerned about it. And it would be in the news all the time. What's his temperature? What are his symptoms? He just walked out there and gave a speech. This is a joke. I don't think he's got COVID at all. They've been planning this, I think, for a week, well over a week. It's been like, okay, no, this is the plan. This is what we're going to do to make it. It's just a lie. It's all a lie. It's disappointing that they think enough of us, most of us, maybe all of us, well, I don't know if all of us, but they think enough people will buy it. And the sad thing is they will. And then they'll go repeat it as if it's fact. Oh, well, he had COVID. He did something so brave, and that's why he's got to drop out. You really think he had COVID? Show me that he's got COVID. They won't even produce a positive test, you know. Not that anybody's asking for, because I think most people recognize this is a lie, but there are people that are just going to continue lying and think that you are dumb enough, we are dumb enough, to buy it. And sadly, some people are. It's like the whole stutter thing. People lie about that for years. They're still lying about it. Oh, well, he's got a stutter. The guy has been in front of the television for 50 years. He doesn't have a stutter. The fact that you people buy into it and then lie about it, and you can go on YouTube and watch videos of this guy from 50 years ago. He wasn't stuttering then. So, okay, Biden's gone. Well, one more. It's a joke, right? The guy says, well, I'm not fit enough to run for re-election, but I am fit enough to be the president at least until January. What? What's that all about? So are you or are you not fit enough and mentally fit, you know, whatever, cognitive enough to be president? It can't be both, right? How is he not, and that's why he's dropping out, but then he also is, and that's why he's staying in the office until January. It's just a farce, right? It's all a joke. You know, whenever I leave a job, I have to give 2 weeks. I can't give them a six-month notice. You know what I mean? That's kind of ridiculous, right? So here we are. Biden's gone. He'll be on his way out. And everybody, all the media will say how brave he was and what a great president he was and the most popular president ever. And he's so popular that he's not running for re-election. That's how popular this guy is, because he won't win. The most popular president in all of U.S. history won't win a re-election. Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Dr. Jill Biden. But then what's next? So the DNC happens in, I think it's a week from now. I think the DNC is in a week. And it's going to be a little wild. You know, all of those people that voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, all their votes are null and void. They don't matter. So again, the party that keeps preaching about saving and preserving our democracy like they did anything to contribute to it. Our democracy has just, once again, they did this to Bernie Sanders too, when in 2016. Once again, they just start, all these people that vote in the primaries, their votes don't matter. So they only care about democracy when the one that gets the super donors and all that stuff, that's when they care about democracy, as long as everybody's in line with that person. But now everybody that voted in the primary, all of their votes, their millions of votes, are null and void, unimportant. They're erased. They're not of any use. So it's going to be a mad scramble. It's going to be delegates and superdelegates. I don't understand how all of that works in the DNC. I don't understand how it works in the RNC. I kind of understand how it works in the Libertarian National Convention. But when you every 4 years when it happens there, it's a madhouse, and you think they've never done it before because the rules seem to change on the fly every 4 years there. That's a different story. So the DNC is going to have delegates and superdelegates. I think it's 400 superdelegates and 1,900 delegates. Don't quote me on those numbers. I think that's what it is, though, but I could be way off. But I think that's what it is. How much a superdelegate is worth, I don't know. Doesn't really matter. They're going to select who they want to select. They're going to select who they think is the most... Well, I don't know who they're going to select, honestly, because I don't... The logical thing would be that they would select the person that is most likely to beat Donald Trump. That's not Gavin, Kamala, or Hillary. I think that is either Michelle Obama or RFK Jr. But I just saw something was just brought to my attention about 20 minutes ago before I started recording, that RFK Jr. has now signed up something with the Libertarian National Convention or the chair or something. They're doing a joint fundraising, which I'm not going to dive too much into that because I don't know a lot about it, but I think that's pretty much going to eliminate RFK Jr. from that conversation. But if the Democratic Party wanted to win, you'd get RFK Jr. he will run circles around Trump, I think. He's young enough. Is he out there? Sure, sure. But enough people like him from both sides, and he doesn't seem like much sometimes. He doesn't seem like he's bought and paid for by at least all big, you know, the military industrial complex and big pharma and big this and big farm and, you know, big, I don't know, whatever else, right? Big tech. He doesn't seem bought and paid for by all of those. Some of them, yes, but not all of them. So this is really just, you know, a news update, I guess, and my short opinion on it, which I gave a lot of in the last podcast, but I'm going to add something a little bit here in a moment. Not really much to say about it other than what I've said so far, but it's just interesting times. You know, I've never seen anything like this. I've only read about this kind of stuff in the history books. You know, and it comes on the heels, kind of the Republicans kicking out their majority leader in Congress. You know, that was a few months ago. And they couldn't even confirm one for, what was it, 11 or 12 rounds of voting. The last time that happened, and I mentioned it several months ago when this happened. It's over a year ago now. The last time that happened, the country found itself in a civil war. I don't think we are there now. I think tempers have cooled to a degree. Keeping in mind, I've not even mentioned the attempted assassination attempt of Donald Trump. So maybe they're not, but it just seems on the peripheries, everybody's kind of like, all right, you know what? Maybe we need to stop flaming the flames so much. You know, maybe we need to cool it down a little bit because it seemed to be getting about a year and a half ago to a point of no return. Like it seemed that a Rubicon was about to be crossed. Whatever that Rubicon was going to be, I don't know, but it seemed like everybody didn't know what it was, but that we were real close to it. Now it feels like we've backed away. We'll see what happens in November and how many challenges, if any, to the election there are. I think that is one thing that can, I don't know if it'll be a crossing of the Rubicon or whatever, but it will definitely increase temperatures again, is if there are a lot of challenges to the election. If you have, for the third time, half the country saying the other side cheated, you know, they talk about saving our democracy. Nobody thinks it's worth saving. Nobody thinks it's saved anyways. Nobody thinks it's working if that's really what's going on. If half the country is saying the other side cheated, then nobody thinks it's saved. Nobody thinks it's working. And let's not forget, though, that democracy is a farce as well. Democracy is just, it's 51% telling the other 49% what to do. That's not a good way to go around about life. It's not a good way to go about trying to govern 330 million people. And I'm going to take a big kind of left turn here, right turn, whatever you want to say, because I've never really brought it up on this podcast before, but I think, you know, this might be a time better now than never. You know, if this stuff is kind of bothering you, you're worried about the upcoming election in November, you're worried about the future of this country, I want you to remember one thing. There is no king but Christ. And that man-made governments for states, I'm not talking about a governing body of like your HOA, well, maybe your HOA too, but like of your church or your community center or something like that, but man-made governments of states where people are under control of the state, which has the monopoly on violence, that is in antithesis to God. There is no king but Christ. We as a species, we as humans, are in rebellion. That's what we are. We're in rebellion against God's will, and it is up to us to, you know, seek out his path for us, his love for us, to repent for our sins, and try to live our lives as best we can as Jesus and God would want us to. That doesn't happen through an election, especially when you're electing people like Donald Trump or Joe Biden. That's not happening via those people at all. There is no king but Christ. And I'm telling you, for those that are unfamiliar with the Bible, and there may be a few listening that are, I don't know. I don't know everybody in the audience. And maybe this is the first time you've heard a Christian say this. And this is kind of, I've never brought this stuff up before. I'm not saying the whole tone of the podcast is going to change, but I do want to put this out there. Most of the Old Testament in the Bible is what I'm telling you right now. The Israelites wanted a king, and the prophets were telling, you know, the prophets were, they had the red, you know, they had the bat phone to God, and they were saying, no, God does not want you to have a king. God is your king. There is no king but Christ. The battle, the war, the whatever you want to call it, the conflict in politics is a distraction from Christ. It is a distraction from God. It is a distraction from our Savior. And the devil loves it. Because a lot of people in America, all over the world, but in America too, they have replaced the church. They have replaced their religion. They have replaced their faith in God with government. Do not put your faith in government. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in Christ. God is faithful, and we need to put our faith in Him. It's not going to happen via an election. It's not designed to happen that way. It's designed to make us feel like it's going to happen, and that's exactly what the enemy wants. That's exactly what Satan wants. That's exactly what those that seek to destroy our soul and our spirit want. They want us to lose our drive, lose our compassion for our fellow human beings, lose our love for one another, and be at each other's throats. Because we've replaced God. We've replaced our faith. We've placed it elsewhere. We've replaced God, we've replaced religion with these institutions, quote-unquote, of government. The monopoly on violence. There is no king but Christ. I know I just spent the first half of this episode talking about elections and all that, but I do want to end on that tone in a way. You know, I try to end on a positive note. Can elections impact our lives? Yes. They can. Is it the most important thing in your life? No, it's not. And if it is the most important thing in your life, I beg you, I ask of you, please do some like soul searching, get involved in the community, go touch some grass, go pray if you've never prayed before, go meditate if you've never meditated before, do something. Don't let this consume you, because what this is, it's WWE wrestling, it's all a farce, and it's designed to build up hate. You are a son or a daughter of God. You are a brother and a sister in Christ to me. We are going to win this, because we have already won this. Faith in Christ, faith in Jesus, we've already won the ultimate battle. We've already won. We've conquered death. So I do ask of you, for those who have maybe not thought about it, maybe you have thought about it, look into religion, look into Jesus, look into God, look into Christ. Ask about Him. Because if you focus all of your energy and so much of your time on these man-made institutions that are influenced by the devil, it's going to show, it's going to reflect on your life, it's going to reflect on your happiness, and it's going to reflect later on in your relationships, and hopefully not, but maybe when you pass away in your soul. we have already won through Christ. We've won the greatest battle. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. I won't do the affiliate stuff. I do just want to plug the podcast here. I won't do another little ad read. It seems a little out of place there. But, yeah, please, if you guys like the show, go ahead and give it a like. Share it. It is on iTunes and Spotify. And until the next time, guys, take care.